Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the
Friends, this segment is made possible by Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas. Stop by and visit with my buddy Mr. Justin Rudd and his team of experts, and let them put you in a new Chevy pickup or a Cadillac or whatever you might be in the market for. Also, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. Check them out at ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Also made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, we are back with Mr. Wade Derby. Wade is a hunting consultant, like we talked about earlier, all over the world. Wade, thanks for staying with me through the break. And I want to, let's talk about Africa. I've never been to Africa, but I'll tell you, most of my friends have. And I feel like I've been there because I've talked so much around the real campfires and everything else. One thing that kind of tricks people up, and me too, there's some big what we would call here in the South, high fenced. But these are not 500-acre high fenced places. These are thousands of acres, a lot of them, aren't they?
They are. And you know, South Africa probably is the one that comes to mind the most with that, though. And Namibia has fence reserves and what have you. But even in South Africa, there are free range areas.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, when your client calls, and he's going to have a lot of questions, probably like I would have, is this, you know, a lot of them probably have the old safari thought in the back of their mind. And what's the hunting really going to be like? But a lot of these places have camps that they headquarter out of, maybe tent camps or whatever, right? I mean, I know there's all kind of scenarios, but that's pretty common, isn't it, to have a central camp?
Oh yeah, and I mean, we can do it again as Spartan as people want, but most people, you know, one of the nice things are the amenities in places like South Africa. You're going to generally stay in a lodge, great food, great service, even laundry service, and mm-hmm. then go out and hunt every day. And you know, you're always going to have a professional hunter with you as well as trackers, and you know, it's just it's a pretty relaxed hunt compared to what some of the things we do in North America, for example. It's not a dull sheep hunt in the Alaska range mm-hmm. by any stretch.
Mm-hmm. It's can be an easier hunt, I guess, unless you were out on foot tracking an elephant for 10 miles. I mean, that's not the way it always unfolds, right? I mean, it can be something that most anybody in reasonably good physical condition could do, I guess, you know?
It is, you know, there are certain specialized species that, you know, you could end up in a mountain hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't realize a lot of times that there's mountains called the Drakensbergs in South Africa where they get snow. So, mm-hmm. And there's specialized species that live up in that country. But, you know, you can, for the most part, it's a pretty comfortable hunt. And, you know, the thing I always tell people is, you know, for about $5,500, you can go and hunt Africa and take five species and stay for a week. That's less money than the average whitetail hunt in North America.
You bet. That's something I've learned a long time ago. And gosh, I mean, your other costs would just be travel. And of course, I guess, you know, taxidermy, all that, if you wanted all that. But just for the hunt itself and the experience and the pictures, to me, that would be a big, and then just the fact that you've experienced it over there, very reasonably priced, you know, I think. I mean, like I say, it a 160-inch deer on many ranches in Texas will cost that, wouldn't it, you know?
Absolutely, or even more. And that's, I mean, that's the thing. Africa is within reach of, you know, your average hunter out there. It's, you know, the most, to me, the greatest expense is actually shipping trophies home,
mm-hmm.
More so than the hunt. If you don't go overboard, you don't have to have everything mounted, you're happy with photos and things of that nature, you can cut those costs. But, you know, just going base hunt versus some of the other places, that I could send you, you know, like I said, within the United States, Africa is a bargain.
It is. And I bet a lot of your clients come to you for African hunts too, I would bet.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, it's, you know, it's a popular venue. I'm surprised sometimes that it's not even more popular than it is when people are looking at where they want to spend their dollar hunting. And, you know, sometimes there's some trepidation with people and fear of traveling to mm-hmm. those places. What yeah. shots do I need? How safe is it? You know, and, you know, when you're out there in South Africa, it's like being on a ranch in Montana.
Yeah, right.
You know, it seems like around the world, no matter where you go, even I've been in Siberia and Russia, you know, in Asia, and, you know, the camaraderie amongst hunters, it doesn't matter what boundaries or national origin you are. They, you know, hunters just do well with hunters.
We kind of talk the same language. I've noticed that all throughout my life. Very, very interesting stuff. What is the most popular hunt, just to say, in Texas? A lot of our radio stations are located in Texas. Of course, this will become a podcast. People will be listening to it after our wonderful radio stations run it. But in Texas, what I'm going to guess, deer, am I right? I don't know. Maybe it's exotics that most of your people look for.
And I love Texas. It probably holds some of the greatest memories for me. It's special. I love just going there. I try to go at least once a year.
Yeah.
You know, the whitetails are king for sure, but, you know, free range Audad out in the Big Bend in West Texas and even up Paladuro area, they're very, very popular. One thing that's really, really stood out in the last couple of years, the waterfowl in Texas, mm-hmm. Even upland birds, turkey, and of course the exotics. You know, Texas just has a bit of everything. The other thing that's really picked up, and, you know, it's not a new discovery, but, you know, out in West Texas, there's a heck of an elk herd out there, and
yeah,
you get on the right managed private lands, and there's some exceptional elk hunting in Texas, and people have discovered it. It's not cheap, but
yeah,
you know, when you start comparing Western elk hunts, it's Texas is holding its own for sure.
You bet. Yeah, and the mule deer, Mr. Rubio, in charge of the Mule Deer Foundation, I guess it is, or organization. You may know him.
He's Demetrio.
Demetrio Rubio. Yes, he's a great guy, and he's been our guest many times. And I've hunted mule deer out there around Fort Stockton and Marathon in that area. And we're going to try to plan a hunt out there. We do a little Larry Wysoon and myself, and Jeff Rice is our producer of a TV show weekly called A Sportsman's Life. And it's on YouTube. Not many people watch it on YouTube, but it is on Carbon TV, and we get a lot of views there. But, yeah, we're going to go out there and do get rid of some of those surplus Audad. I mean, they're eating that country up is what I've learned. And there's too many of them. So that if folks are listening, you want to hunt an Audad, they're plentiful. And you can we're going to tell you how to contact Mr. Wade here. I bet you can set them up on an Audad hunt, Wade.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Let's do this. Let's make sure we're just about out of time for our segments. But hook people up with you. How do they contact you or call you or whatever, and they could probably learn more on a 10-minute conversation with you than any other way. That's a good way to reach you, Wade.
Well, of course, I'm on Facebook at Crosshair Consulting, and then I'm on Instagram under Crosshair Consulting, and then I do have a webpage. It's crosshairconsulting.com, and then I'll give you my phone number.
Yep.
It's 406-439 8512.
Okay, that was 406-439-8512. And what folks, if you I'll tell you this every show, if you ever want to contact some of our guests and can't track them down, catfishradio.org and email Luke. It's on there. I promise you I'll get back with you. Wade, thank you a lot for sharing all this fun. I mean, I've learned some things talking to you, and I know our guests have. So thanks very much for being with us.
It's been a privilege. I appreciate you having me on.
For about the past decade, I've been hunting editor for Air Gun Hobbyist magazine. I think the only magazine devoted strictly to air gun shooting and hunting in the country. Well, in that length of time, I've learned quite a bit about big bore air guns and smaller calibers, too. A spot to go to that if you're interested in air guns, you need to know about Pyramid Air. The website is PYRAMYD, pyramidair.com. They have anything and everything you need, from the guns themselves, the big bores or the smaller calibers, to the accessories. Just remember pyramidair.com, and there's a number when you get on the website if you need to call and talk to somebody. Give them a buzz, and they can fill you in on little details that you might need to know about shooting or hunting with big bore air guns.